A woman is allowed to pitch some of the milk into the mouth of the baby so that he'll get a desire to nurse and then he'll start sucking. Even though it's easier to squeeze milk out of a woman, it's in the fact that this is necessary for the child to be able to eat, and this is his main sustenance, and it's considered a type of shash takon if you want to have the milk. So therefore it's permitted, even though today we have these milk substitutes, but a baby who is used to drinking milk is entitled to have his milk. It's much healthier. Somebody has some type of condition that they spritz the milk from the woman on that person and that will calm down, that you're not allowed to do the let's say sakonim. So the heter of using the milk by squeezing it out is only when there's a chash sakonim. Mishavrua says that it's a mlocha shein sikh legufa, in a case where the milk is not being used to be for one to drink it, it's to get out of her system, then the mokum tzar, if she's in pain, she should just squeeze it out and have the milk go to waste. It's interesting that this sprinkle from the water on this person has this mental condition. It's not from this mishavrua, that's only mlocha shein sikh legufa. So the chiddush to me, I think, is a sikh legufa, because he's using it to calm the person down. Anyway, that's the mishavrua. We anyway don't have this situation in practical halacha. Lamed vav ein loy zemastiki or loy shofen boi shinam lefua shum reach apeh muter, some type of salve that sometimes is used for medicine, sometimes is used for bad breath. You're not allowed to use it if you want it for medicinal purposes, but you can use it if you want it for just to have better breath, because you're not doing an active lefua. Lamed zayin kol oichlo mashmim shimachlo mdriyim muter loichlo mishoyim lefua, anything that is food that healthy people would eat, even though you're doing it for medicinal purposes, it's permitted. Even it's a type of food that some people, it's not good for the system. Even so, since after everything's been done, it is considered a type of food, even though your intention is for refuah, it's permitted. So if you're taking chicken soup, because it's good for whatever condition you have, even though you never use chicken soup, but since it's a meichel, it is permitted, even though your intention is for medicine, because you're primarily eating, and refuah comes along with it. But something which is clear cut, the medicine, you're not allowed to drink it for refuah purposes. Shmuel says, including this is something that causes the person's system, if he's constipated, to loosen himself up. It's also ulcer, you know, kalvan, if he's in pain from it, to the fact that to the point that he's sick, then he can use any type of medicine. If a person is totally healthy and he drinks some medicinal liquid just because he's thirsty, so then he shouldn't do it because it may not be healthy, but if it's not dangerous to his health, there's no problem because he's just drinking for his thirst. But if he has some types of aches and pains and it can help him for that, then it's a problem. So a person who's totally healthy can yet take these medicines because he's not going to refuah. There's a Mogen Avraham that says, though, that a person is healthy, but he's going to strengthen himself, then there's still the problem to take medicine. So here comes the whole discussion of vitamins. Moshe Feinstein felt that vitamin is some food supplement, and it's something that healthy people do just to keep themselves stronger, then it's all right. If to deal with some type of minor condition, then it would be a problem even going.